97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into our podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for supporting the show and downloading our podcast. If you haven't downloaded the show's podcast this week, don't forget you can do that. Two podcasts available for you every week from Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. You can get those podcasts on the radio.com app or the station website. I am Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis. And if you were listening to the show this weekend, you know that our buddy Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors joined us on the show, and he joins us again for our podcast exclusive this week. Tim, thanks so much for your time. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing good. We were talking on the show this week about turkey season. It's right around the corner. It's the next big hunting season coming up. Tell folks about when that gets started and how excited you are for it.
Yeah. So if you've got a young person that wants to get out and try their hand at turkey hunting, the youth season starts. It's a short season. It's April 4 and 5. But then primary spring turkey season here in Missouri runs from April 20th to May 10th. And so I know a lot of folks are going to be out doing some shed hunting this time of year, looking for all those precious antlers that have dropped off the bucks that they've been watching all season. And so now's a good time to get out there and do a little scouting for turkey season, maybe set up some blinds and do a little locating to see where the birds are hanging out and where they're flocked up at.
That's cool. And go ahead.
And do you do your own calling?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not as great with a mouth call as I'd like to be, but yeah. I mean, typically you use either a mouth call, a slate, or a box call. Those are the three main types of calls, and I do mostly bow hunting for turkeys. So it's nice to use the mouth call because then you can keep your hands free.
I just saw yesterday that there's an electronic a wild animal call. It'll do deer, owl, turkey. Have you ever experimented with one of those? Do you think they work? I mean, I picture the clock on the wall with the different birds at the different numbers. Is that really going to work?
I don't know.
You guys keep trying to get me in trouble. So you can't use electronic calls to turkey hunt. Probably.
I'm actually glad about that. I'm actually happy with that because I like the idea of there having to be a little bit of skill involved instead of just
push a button.
Hitting the button.
Right, right.
But you said it's not allowed in turkey, but is it allowed in other? Is it allowed for other seasons?
Predator hunting, yes. And that's probably, Bo, what you saw was a predator call. A lot of times they'll come programmed with like rabbit in distress calls or coyote locator howls and all kinds of different sounds that would bring a curious bobcat or a coyote in. And that's 100% legal in Missouri. But electronic calls for turkey and for deer are prohibited.
Gotcha. And Bo is desperate to shoot a feral hog. We are doing everything we can to get out, and we're going to get a helicopter. We're going to go in the sky, and we're going to shoot a feral hog. Have you ever been hog hunting, Tim?
I have attempted. I had a friend that had property down around Steelville. Mm-hmm. And she said the hogs have come through here and just destroyed the place. And when I got there, it looks like someone took a tiller and just ran through these fields.
Yep, I've seen that.
And it's rocky ground down there. And it's like they have snouts of iron. They rip up everything. So I've never killed. They are, they're pretty elusive. And the Missouri Department of Conservation right now is actually encouraging people in Missouri to not hunt them.
What?
Because it disperses them and makes it more difficult for them to trap and eradicate them. Hunters may go in and take one or two pigs if they're good, but then they call them a sounder. A sounder is what you call a group of wild pigs. But then the sounder disperses, and wherever they end up, they kind of create their own new sounder, and it just makes the problem more difficult for the NDC to get behind. It's a pretty hot topic right now because a lot of guys like hunting them, and they don't want their hunting curtailed. NDC is pretty much saying, like, on public ground, it's a no-no. We discourage it on private ground, but they have not made it illegal on private ground.
Is there a season, though, Tim? Or no?
Nope.
Just nope, anytime.
They're fair game.
Oh, yeah, I'd always heard that since they were growing in numbers and they were becoming more and more of a nuisance and a problem around, that it was basically like, if you want to go and hunt them and shoot them, do it anytime you want because the numbers are getting so out of control. So that's actually exactly the opposite of what I've heard. Is that new information? The MDC has kind of changed their tune on that, or is it just that I was getting the wrong info?
Fake news.
Yeah.
Things do change, and you're right. There used to be, if you the slogan that the MDC used to put in the Conservationist magazine used to be, if you see it, shoot it. When it comes to feral hogs, and over time, what the research has shown is that hunters have not had as deep of an impact on populations as they'd hoped. And like I said, they just further disperse and make them hard. It's like playing whack-a-mole. All right. It just makes it a lot harder to eradicate them. And so now they're saying, file a report, and MDC will come in, and they will bait an area consistently for a number of days in a trap. And then once they habituate all these pigs to come to this trap, they'll try to get the entire sounder in one shot.
Gotcha.
Tim, I'm so excited about trying this hog hunting thing. It'll be the first big game ever. So I have been practicing my hog call. You want to hear it?
Okay. Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah, please.
Oh,
yeah.
I want donuts.
Oh, jeez.
That's Bo Matthews comedy, Tim.
It's all made, buddy.
You guys are breaking up. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
So at least, well, so the MDC at least has a game plan then. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Yeah, and they're using helicopters, and they're using bait stations, and they're using a lot of different methods to kill them. But man, these pigs are just so adaptable. They're smart. They're tough. And frankly, there are people who are releasing them in the state because they like hunting them. So we kind of have conflicting forces at work in Missouri. But man, when you see what a wild pig can do to an area, they will eat everything. The time we did go hunting for them down near Steelville, we didn't see anyone we were out hunting, but on our drive back at like 9 o'clock at night, I saw what I thought was a burnout tree trunk on the side of the road, and we get closer and it's a wild pig, and the thing probably was over 400 pounds. It looked like just a black tree trunk. It was so big. It was eating the back end of a road-killed white-tailed deer.
Oh,
it was like
no.
Someone took a guillotine and chopped that deer in half. Everything from the center, the middle of the body to back was gone. It was just a wet spot on the ground.
Now, you wouldn't archery hunt these, would you, personally?
I would.
You would? Oh, come
100%.
On.
Yeah.
You're such a man.
Yeah. My cousin just killed one out in Oklahoma. If you go on DeerCast, you can see his picture. It was a fan share. He killed a big pig with his bow, and he's bringing back a lot of bacon and pork chops and all kinds of good stuff. But I would love to. In fact, if someone's listening to the show and wants to get a hold of me and has ground that's got pigs and wants me to come out and do that, tim@thethinkingwoodsman.com.
And that, I mean, these things are they're dangerous. If you hit one but just make it mad, you could be putting yourself in danger if you don't know exactly what you're doing with these animals.
Yeah. They're smart, and they can see okay. They can smell really good, and if they feel threatened, they will charge you, especially if they're wounded, or if you're tracking a wounded animal and they're not dead when you come upon them, you could be in for an interesting time. So it's not a bad idea to carry a sidearm if you can where you are.
Yeah. Another animal that is gaining numbers, population in the state of Missouri is the brown bear, correct? And there's
black bear,
excuse me. And there is even discussion of allowing a hunting or creating a hunting season for black bear in the state of Missouri. Is that something that you think we're going to see in the next couple of years? And how big of a deal is it? I mean, is it dangerous? Is it a problem that these the population of the black bear is going up? Is it something to worry about?
Yeah, the department estimates we've got between 540 and 840 black bears in the state in Missouri currently, and their management plan I think is that they'd like to keep them around 500. So they feel like they've got enough surplus. The population's at a point where they can start allowing limited hunting, and I don't know the timing of that, when that's exactly going to start, but definitely within a year or so, I think we're going to see a few bear tags start to work their way out into the general public, which is really exciting. I mean, it's another economic driver. Non-resident hunters bring in a lot of money to the state as well as resident hunters. It's just it's a whole new avenue for hunters to expand their seasons and spend more money on equipment and licenses. So that's never a bad thing. It's a reason for out-of-staters to come to Missouri to continue enjoying our incredible natural resources. So there's a lot of good, and a lot of people kind of consider black bears to be bigger versions of raccoons. They have very similar eating habits, and they can get into the same kind of shenanigans that raccoons can around your garbage and just around people in general. So I don't think overall black bears are not a nuisance. They're not a problem in the state currently, but left unchecked, and left, I think they're estimated that the population grows by about 9% every year. That could become a problem. So I think the MDC is just trying to get out ahead of this by having some proactive management techniques, and hunters once again become the tip of the spear for a management tool for conservation agencies.
And Tim, just like the hogs, do you think that if there's more encounters with humans, they make it into a subdivision or whatever, do you think that MDC expedites the planning of that hunting season?
Most of those things have to go through committees, and they have to be approved, and so those wheels turn a little slow, which I don't think is bad. But I have a lot of faith in our Department of Conservation. They make science-based decisions, and they have good kind of on the ground ways of gathering information. So I think they would react appropriately in a timely fashion.
They're fantastic. And by the way, I've been working on my bear call too.
Okay.
Only you can prevent forest fires. There you go.
That rule is actually good.
I like the hog call better. I'm not going to lie.
Take me to McDonald's.
I think we're going to get slapped with like trademark infringement or something.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
Copyright.
I think this is a perfect time to end this podcast.
It's my favorite part.
Before we get someone in trouble.
There you go. Tim Shelsvik from the Thinking Woodsman podcast and website, and Drury Outdoors. If people want to follow you on those various platforms, how do they do so?
ThinkingWoodsman.com, DruryOutdoors.com, all the socials. If you want to see me kill a whitetail deer on TV, we are now on Sportsman Channel.
Oh, nice.
Our show Natural Born, Winchester and Drury's Natural Born, is on Sportsman Channel. And I think it's episode 6 I show up in this season. So that's currently playing. So you can catch reruns on the Sportsman Channel.
Good stuff. He's a TV star now.
That's right.
Next time, if we ever see Tim on television hunting a hog screaming, I want a donut, we are suing him.
We'll know where he got it.
Yep. I totally made this up on my own. Listen to this.
Tim Shelsvik, thanks so much for your time on the show this week and our podcast exclusive. I'm sure we'll talk to you again real, real soon, my friend.
Sounds good, boys.
See you, buddy.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors podcast exclusive. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you download both of our podcasts every week. And as Bo always says, share it with your friends. We certainly appreciate all the support for the show. I'm Tony Colombo. That's Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis. We'll catch you next time on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.